I wanted to address just briefly, we talk about all this has happened under your leadership, but when you first came here, there was a point, I think, you had to establish yourself as you're in charge, because at least back then, it was a man's world, mostly men that were CEOs. I believe you came in with an administration degree, and the person who you succeeded did not have that training.
As I said earlier, all the administrators, we call them, or you would say the CEOs of all our hospitals, would probably have been nurses.
Yeah.
Because at that time, when I went to get my degree in pharmacy, there were only 4 pharmacists in previous years that had a degree. The rest of them was also operated by nurses. All the sisters had nursing degree, and then gradually they learned something else along with it. But not all nurses are administrators. So sister that was here, she was an excellent nurse. You know, they had a nursing school where she came from. But it wasn't the same as being a hospital administrator. So as this thing became more complex and bigger, she depended totally on lay people, you know, to help her. So when I came in, the physicians, probably the rest of the hospital, they were dependent on our assistant lay administrators. Comparing us, you know, there was Hillcrest close to us, but they only had lay administration. An interesting thing was that I had 2 associate administrators. When I was here as an assistant administrator, we had 2 associate administrators, which is supposed to be a step higher. They have been here a little longer, 2 years ahead of me. We had them, so the physicians, when they needed something, they just go to the associate administrators. They didn't really look at sister as being the business administrator. So then when I came, I replaced Sister Edith, and so all of a sudden, they started comparing not me, but they started comparing Mr. Harvey with Mr. Blanchard and Mr. Rogers, this was the associate administrator. And they somehow didn't come up to their expectations. So that's when I said to our chief of staff then, because he came one time and he told me that's the way they look at it. And I said, well, you can tell them that if they want to compare anybody here to Mr. Jim Harvey, they have to compare me with them and not Mr. Rogers, Mr. Blanchard. I said, yeah, but they consider you just a figurehead, I mean, the spiritual leader or something. And they said, no, I either be the administrator or I'm not here. You have to decide one or the other, but I'm not here as a figurehead. And so you can tell them that they have their choice. If they want somebody like Mr. Blanchard here, then I just find me something else, you know. And so that's when he actually did tell them that and then decided, well, if that's the way it is, they would rather keep me, you know. So,
So how long a period of time do you think it took you to really establish yourself as the CEO of this hospital?
I always felt when I came here, well, I could go to Roswell with a smaller hospital of 150 beds, and in 2 years I felt very comfortable there, and I was moving the hospital forward, moving my direction, that I could see I had an influence on the way it was operating. But it was smaller, and it was always my feeling that when you come to a place like St. John's, big like it is, I felt that when I was here 5 years, I could move this place. Before that, we did many things. We finished this hospital. I straightened out things that needed to be changed, that everybody was upset. And it was more like putting out fires, so to speak. But then, as long as you're just putting out fires, you never move the hospital. But after 5 years, I felt I could move the people that were following me, that I could really lead them and not just be here and putting out fires and getting things straightened out.
Well, you did an outstanding job of leading, because look where we are today in the building that we've just talked about.